Welcome to the Ideal Investor Show. This is the podcast where we help you challenge your mindset and discover where you are. Tired of stories about other people's success? We can help you change your life, determine your time freedom point, and join us on the journey to financial success. Let's go. Hey, welcome back. Today, I want to talk to you about something that I just saw, and I was a little surprised about it. So, you know that there's somehow, I think this has become a need for politicians to show that they are actually doing something by coming up with new rules, new laws, new regulations and stuff like that. Now, you all know that I'm originally from Germany, and they're the world champion of bureaucracy. Really far beyond anything and anybody. You wouldn't even believe what kind of stuff they have regulations for. And oftentimes they maneuver themselves in a situation where there are so many conflicting regulations that regardless what you do, you always do something wrong or break some regulation or some rule. But when we go into the main market that we're operating in the United States, I saw something just yesterday, I think it was, that surprised me quite a bit, because there is an initiative, I think from Congress, in conjunction with Fannie Mae, you know, one of the government-insured mortgage lenders, to maybe not require title insurance anymore when you refinance your mortgage. Now, I know this sounds a little weird right now to speak about it, because I don't really know anybody who is refinancing their mortgage, especially if you got your mortgage like in 2019, 20, 21, 22, even in the beginning of 22. If your mortgage rates are anywhere between like 3% and let's say 4%, I can't see any scenario where it really makes sense. I know there are people out there who say there are situations where it would make sense today to refinance. I just don't see it, honestly. If you really want to get to the equity of your property, and we can talk about this in a separate episode, but if you want to get to that equity, get a home equity line of credit, but keep your low interest 3% or 3.5% mortgage intact. So, but what I saw with this Fannie Mae thing is actually that politicians are in the process of approving a trial where these government-insured mortgage providers can allow somebody to refinance their mortgage when the remaining balance is less than 80%. And this is why it caught my eye, because this is typically always the case with any mortgage that we have on an investment property, because we start out with 20% down, 80% finance, right? So if like a few years into the future, somebody says, okay, I want to refinance it. And this might be actually something that we will do in the future for any properties that we bought now or in the last 12 to 15 months, because interest rates are really high and everybody expects them to come down. So this question of when can we refinance our investment properties that we bought in 2023 and 2024, then this becomes relevant. And the point is, would it make sense? This is the thing that they're actually suggesting, that normally when you have a mortgage or you get a mortgage to buy a property, whether it's an investment property or for your own use, then you're getting supposed to get title insurance to make sure that the title is free and clear. So the government gives you, like Fannie Mae gives you the mortgage, the government-insured mortgage, and they want to obviously be sure that the title is free and clear when you get the money and when you buy the house. So that's the starting position. And what they are now contemplating is that for mortgages that get refinanced with like 70% balance or 65% of the original purchase price, that you wouldn't need to have title insurance again or buy new title insurance. And I was totally surprised about it, and that's why I wanted to bring it to you, because if you really think about it, you can at any time add another person onto your title with a quitclaim deed, right? So, or you can actually put other things on your title. Now, officially, you are supposed to notify the mortgage lender when you do anything to the title. But on the other hand, there are many, many, many cases where that doesn't happen. Right. And so for somebody to say, OK, we don't want to give the need for title insurance anymore, I believe is really, really tricky. right? Because one thing, and you might say, why is that tricky? Why do you even care? The point is, what we don't want to get to is that ultimately, for people who are not notifying their mortgage lender or find a way around it, when you then actually buy a house from them, you find this whole mess of all kinds of things that have been done to the title and nobody knew about it, right? Because if you refinance and the requirement remains that title insurance needs to be renewed, then there is a new check every time there is a refi. And you can be assured, if you buy a property that got refinanced 5 years ago or 3 years ago or whatever, that the title insurance that was checked, the title that was checked at the time, is still free and clear as it was when it was first purchased. So I think this is kind of risky. The real cure, in my opinion, would be to say, don't make it so easy to put some additional stuff on the title, right? If that really had some significant penalties, I would be okay to say, well, if the title remains free and clear as it was when the property was purchased, then it doesn't really need to have new title check every time you do a refi. But as long as it is so easy to put something else on the title and not tell anybody about it, then I think it is necessary that the title insurance needs to remain. So think about it. I mean, it's not a law yet. It's a title pilot program, but I was quite surprised that that would even have a chance. I hope it doesn't really happen, because I think it's pretty risky. So that's it for today. Be well, stay safe, and I talk to you tomorrow.